I am Chief Roger Fulbitzer from Grassing Arrows. And my community is in the Kenora area, at the Lake of the Woods, that's near the Manitoba border. And my community is about 1,600 people on the banned list, and probably about 1,000 people on reserve.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Supreme Court decision that happened last Friday?
Okay, well, Grassing Arrows launched the court case. It's been ongoing for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so it's made its way through the lower court system, and eventually we appealed it to the Supreme Court of Canada. Mm-hmm. And so the case was about how the government, it was about government jurisdiction, the Ontario government jurisdiction over our Aboriginal land. Mm-hmm. And the Ontario government licenses logging companies to come in and log in our territory. And the results were clear cuts. And there's clear cuts on our Aboriginal land, which affected our trap line and our animal populations on our Aboriginal land. Mm-hmm. So it was really affecting our treaty rights to hunt, fish, and trap on our Aboriginal territory. Like, how could we, you know, continue with our traditional lifestyles, you know, when the lands are clear-cut by logging? Mm-hmm. So that was what the whole issue was about.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the original Treaty 3 said about your rights as a community?
Yes, well, we live in the Treaty 3. That was signed in 1873. And to our understanding, that treaty was a respectful treaty between two nations, you know, the settler nation and then our nation who were already there, you know, to respectfully share the land and coexist. Mm-hmm. And so that was on that basis of the spirit of that basis that we, you know, continue to, you know, to coexist with the settlers, you know. And so we expected that our treaty rights to continue, our, you know, access to our land to continue without the interference. Mm-hmm.
Now that logging has been permitted in this area, what does that mean for you guys now? Does that mean that that is a green light for logging in general there?
It could potentially mean that, yes. And so even though we did lose the case, mm-hmm. and it may very well affect, you know, the standing of other First Nations in Ontario, the decision did really clearly define the jurisdiction of the province over Ontario land. Eh? Mm-hmm. So for us, that's a step backward in terms of our own, you know, initiatives to survive on our land.
Right.
So,
what are your plans now after this Supreme Court decision?
Well, the court did also talk about that based on this decision, you know, the province has the duty to consult. You know, they can't just go and do whatever they please on our land. Mm-hmm. They now have the duty to consult with us. So if they're gonna begin logging on our lands again, we need to have a table, and they need to clearly ask us if we're okay with that. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Has Ontario been Had they previously been pretty good with consulting you guys in the past?
Well, there has been invitations to take part in, say, when they were writing up a forest management plans and so on, and then the SFL belonged to the timber companies, and then we'd be a third party at the table. Mm-hmm. But the spirit and intent of treaties was more than that. You know, we should have been talking with the governments rather than being at the table of the corporations who are cutting our lands and having third party status in the say in how they would cut over our lands. Mm-hmm.
What kind of role, or what's the difference in the role between the provincial government and the federal government, do you think, in terms of how they should be working with communities like yours?
Well, I think the federal government, you know, like has a fiduciary duty to make sure that you know, the provincial government is dealing with us in a respectful way, and to make sure that we have a good, you know, government-to-government relationships when it comes to royalties, revenues over the lands, you know, that in our homeland, you know, mm-hmm. So, you know, my community is faced with 80% unemployment, and we have a higher graduation rate. And, you know, the expectation of our young people are more so that they expect economic opportunities, you know. And so it's got to be a fair system so that we could also survive on our Aboriginal homeland.
Absolutely. And what about the provincial government?
Well, the provincial government, they, as I mentioned, you know, regarding the duty to consult, you know, it does change things. The Supreme Court ruling made sure that the provincial government has to have a table with First Nations, and we're going to make sure that we're going to have a table with the Ontario government on everything related to our Aboriginal homelands, because we need to survive too, and we want opportunities for our young people too. So.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Any last thoughts you want to add on, Chief Obister?
No, that's about all I have to say. And we'll be contacting the, you know, the government to talk about coming back to our table to discuss, you know, what happened in the Supreme Court decision.